it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. It's a top-notch feeling. Can't even put into words. Listen, my first year here, we were lucky enough to get promoted, and I think now that's my last game here, so it's great to end it on a high and go out with a bang, I suppose. So that was the goal ever since we got relegated, see if we get back up there, and it's just buzzing to have done it. Absolutely buzzing.
What were you thinking when you went 1-0 down after 4.5 minutes?
To be honest with you, I didn't really think that we were under much pressure in terms of we know we get chances where we score goals. We score goals for fun. We have Collie and Limo, they score any amount of goals in any game. So I think the belief is always there that we'll always score two or three. So to be honest, we went 1-0 down. We weren't phased. You could see, boys, we grew into the game, and we got our chances. We were clinical. And to be honest with you, I thought we probably had chances for one or two more. I know Collie nearly rounded the keeper down there in the second half. But to be honest with you, I think we were well deserved of it.
You played great football throughout the playoffs, against Treaty the first night particularly, against Bray last week, again tonight. How does that feel as a footballer to do it when the pressure is on? Because it's, I won't say it's easy to do it when there's no pressure, but when everyone is watching and when you know there's something big at stake, that's when you have stepped up, that's when you've played your best this season.
Absolutely, and I think as the season wore on, we really grew as a team. And I mean, there was 24, 25 lads that were used all season, and we knew we could count on boys that could come into the squad. And just mention Adam Verdon played probably the last 8-10 games up into the playoffs, and to be honest with you, he was one of our best players, and he was so unlucky not to play. But when you have people like that on the bench, and you know you're under pressure, that if you don't put in a shift, that there's lads like that like Quinfy, and they'll do the job. And I think that gives us all great confidence that we know we have boys on the bench, we know, like, we've grew together as a squad, and you see lads have grown into men. The likes of Sam Todd, Evan O'Sam, Harvey O'Brien, the boys at the back. Lorcan's been excellent the last couple of weeks, and when the pressure really came on, boys stood up and they, forgive the words, they grabbed it by the balls and they went and done it, like, you know.
How does it feel to have done it in front of this crowd? I presume a lot of your family and friends are here. Would have come up from Mayo today.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a load of people here, and it's great to do it because, as you know yourself, in the ball, we don't get that many crowds too often, and I'm laughing and joking with a few lads there, Sunshine supporters. But listen, you take anyone that comes in the gate to support you on a night like this, and it's unbelievable to do it. Honestly, it's an unbelievable club, and I can't put into words how much the club means to me over the last few years here, 4 years that I've been here, and I'm just delighted that I can go out like this, and it's unbelievable, yeah.
And you know yourself, it'll be thrown out there, UCD, what do they bring? Tell me what they bring.
Well, I will tell you that if you look around the league, at any club throughout the league, the last team that got promoted 2-3 years ago in 2018, the Gary O'Neills, Greg Sloggis, Georgies, the Liam Scales, if there's anyone that turns around to you and says UCD don't bring anything to the league, look at them lads. They've won cups, leagues, Irish internationals. People that think UCD don't bring anything to the league, I've no time for it. Honest to God, there's lads here in this team, Irish under-21 internationals, 19s internationals, lads that will go on and they'll be the staple of League of Ireland football for the next 10-15 years. And you only have to look, I'm only looking back 2-3 years, but if you look back further than that, the Bensons, the Ronan Finns, all them types of players, that's what UCD brings to the league, and I don't think anybody has a right to say they don't bring anything to this league.
Really well said, and I couldn't agree with you more. Come here, you mentioned that this is your last game. What's next for you? What's the plan?
No idea. Just enjoy tonight, to be honest with you. I'm going to have a few drinks tonight myself, and Mick will have a few drinks, and I'll think about that next week or the week after. It's not in my head at the moment.
The captain of UCD, Jack Keeney, tell me how it feels to have led your team back to the SSE Electricity League Premier Division, back to the top flight.
Yeah, brilliant. I suppose it's a long 12 months since that loss to Longford, and we just want to replicate that over the year. Look, we had ups and downs, but everything was there tonight, and thankfully we got over the line.
What was the difference tonight?
Yeah, I think it's just the hunger we had all year. We knew we were good enough to get there, and I suppose we didn't let the first 10 minutes sidetrack us, and once we got the first goal, we settled into the game, and we just had to defend then. I'm glad, gladfully we did.
I'm sure you were motivated anyway. You're a hard-working bunch of professional footballers, or semi-professional footballers, or whatever way you want to put it. But were you extra motivated to do this for Andy tonight, given the week that he has had, his dad unfortunately passing away?
Yeah, of course. Look, we want to be playing at the top level that week in, week out, and we dedicated that performance for Andy's dad, and glad we got up over the line.
You're shivering, so I'll let you go after the next question, right? People say, oh, UCD, what do they bring? You tell me what they bring, because I think they absolutely bring something, but you tell me as the captain, what do UCD bring?
Yeah, we bring a lot of hunger from young players. We want to be the best players we can be, and hopefully that will show next year when we're up there.
And you bring great facilities, and we see it tonight, a bit of a fan base as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's all great, and we'll just look forward to next year.